Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memorei Ram Gold. All right, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Tesvav, the second Parakaya Mevi. The Zichud Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon said, "Bedinu shetei minchas chote tu'un Hashem ulevona." By rights, the mincha of a sinner, meaning a mincha brought by a poor person in place of an animal for certain sins, should require oil and lavona like an ordinary mincha, so that a sinner should not profit by his mincha being less expensive than a standard mincha. Why then does it not require them? So that his carbon should not be beautified. Similarly, by rights, a chatas for eating forbidden fats, for example, should require libations like an oil and shlamim, so that a sinner should not profit, but it is not shalei karbono mehuder, so that his carbon should not be beautified. The Braisa adds that the chatas and asham of a metzora do require libations because they're not brought for a sin. The Gemara asks that tzaras befalls a person for several averos and answers that they're atoned through the tzaras itself, and the karbonos are to permit him to eat kachim, not for atonement. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hayamevi piyali shalcheres, the Kohen would bring an earthenware vial, the nosel and tocha chetzi lugmai min a kiur, and put in it a half log of water from the kiur. Rav Yehuda said a revius of water was used. Rav Shmuel says in a braisa that the vial must be new, which he derives from a metzora's purification. Rava said, Loshanu el shel nisak mupanav. Although the Tanna does not require a new vial, that was only taught when the vial's face was not blackened from use of a nisak mupanav pesulim, but if it was blackened, it is invalid. He explains, Dumya demayim. It must be similar to the water. Mamayim shel nishtanu af kli shel nishtana. Just as the water was unchanged, the vessel must be unchanged. Rava inquired, Nisakmu behechazirun atok kivshon ha'esh v'nisrabnu mahu. If they became blackened and they returned them to the furnace and they became whitened again, what is the halacha? Mi amrin kevin di idchu idchu. Do we say that since they were rejected, they remain rejected? Odilma kevin da hadu hadu. Or perhaps since they returned to the original state, they have returned to their validity. And pointing with you, the Mishnah say that there was a floor space in the Heichal from which earth was taken for sota water. So Price it teaches, Omina afre asher yeh, from the earth that will be. Yachol yisakim ebechutz v'yachnitz. One might think that the Kohen could prepare earth outside the Mikdash and bring it in. Therefore the Pasuk says, Bekarka ha-Mishkan, on the floor of the Mishkan, indicating that it must be taken from the floor. Ibekarka ha-Mishkan yachol yachbur b'kardomos. If it had stated only on the floor of the Mishkan, one would think he should dig with spades to procure earth. Therefore, the Pasuk says, that will be, implying that it need not have originated there, as long as it was on the floor at some time. Therefore, yesham havei, if there's earth there, bring it. Ainsham tensham, if there's not earth there, place earth there to use. Another braisa brings an additional opinion. Shei mesakim emechutz umachnis, that he would prepare earth outside and bring it in. Rashi explains that he holds it does not need to be placed on the floor. Isi ben Yehuda then explains that on the floor of the Mishkan is teaching, according to Rashi's Girsa, to include the Beis HaMikdash in the Law of Sota Waters, even though the Pasuk says Mishkan. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a Braisa where Rabbi Shimon said, Bedin hu shetei minchas chote tu'un Hashem ulevona. By rights, the mincha of a sinner, meaning a mincha brought by a poor person in place of an animal for certain sins, should require oil and levona like an ordinary mincha, so that a sinner should not profit by his mincha being less expensive than a standard mincha. Why then does it not require them? So that his carbon should not be beautified. Similarly, by rights, a chatas for eating forbidden fats, for example, should require libations like an oil and shlamim, so that a sinner should not profit. But it is not shalei karbono mehuder, so that his carbon should not be beautified. The Braisa adds that the chatas and asham of a metzora do require libations because they're not brought for a sin. The Gemara asks that tzaras befalls a person for several averos and answers that they're atoned through the tzaras itself, and the karbonos are to permit him to eat kachim, not for atonement. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hayamevi piyali shalcheres, the Kohen would bring an earthenware vial, the nosel and tocha chetzi lugmai min a kiur, and put in it a half log of water from the kiur. Rav Yehuda said a revius of water was used. Rav Shmuel says in a braisa that the vial must be new, which he derives from a metzora's purification. Rava said, Loshanu el shel nisak mupanav. Although the Tanna does not require a new vial, that was only taught when the vial's face was not blackened from use of a nisak mupanav pesulim, but if it was blackened, it is invalid. He explains, Dumya demayim. It must be similar to the water. Mamayim shel nishtanu af kli shel nishtana. Just as the water was unchanged, the vessel must be unchanged. Rava inquired, Nisakmu behechazirun atok kivshon ha'esh v'nisrabnu mahu. If they became blackened and they returned them to the furnace and they became whitened again, what is the halacha? Mi amrin kevin di idchu idchu. Do we say that since they were rejected, they remain rejected? Odilma kevin da hadu hadu. Or perhaps since they returned to the original state, they have returned to their validity. And pointing with you, the Mishnah say that there was a floor space in the Heichal from which earth was taken for sota water. So price it teaches, Omina Afra Asher Yeh, from the earth that will be. Yachol Yisakim Ebechutz V'yachnitz. One might think that the Kohen could prepare earth outside the Mikdash and bring it in. Therefore the Pasuk says, Bekarka HaMishkan, on the floor of the Mishkan, indicating that it must be taken from the floor. Ibakarka Mishkan Yachol Yachbur Bekardomos. If it had stated only on the floor of the Mishkan, one would think he should dig with spades to procure earth. Therefore the Pasuk says, that will be, implying that it need not have originated there as long as it was on the floor at some time. Therefore Yesham Havei, if there is earth there, bring it. Ainsham, tensham. If there's not earth there, place earth there to use. Another Braisa brings an additional opinion. Shayim Masakim Machutz Umachnis, that he would prepare earth outside and bring it in. Rashi explains that he holds it does not need to be placed on the floor. Isi ben Yehuda then explains that on the floor the Mishkan is teaching, according to Rashi's Girsa, to include the Beis HaMikdash in the Law of Sota Waters, even though the Pasuk says Mishkan. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Tezvav, and our standard simmon is a fruit bowl, because Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat, which reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The huge red fruit bowl containing the Shemet and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chote, was placed next to an earthenware vessel that looked new, and had half a log of water in it, that was sitting on top of some earth and taken from the temple's floor. Once again, slow motion. The huge red fruit bowl, that must be learned off Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. The huge red fruit bowl containing the Shemet and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chota, which reminds us the Minchas Chota and Chatas lack elements of standard Karbanos such as Shemet and Lavona, so they should not be beautified. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the Shemet and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chota, was placed next to the earthenware vessel that looked new, and it had to have a log of water in it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hayem maybe Piali Shacharis, the Kohen would bring an earthenware vial, but nosen laso chechetzi log mine min akira, and put in it a half log of water from the akira. Rav Yehuda said a revius of water was used. The Gemara brings additional lakos that it should look new and not be blackened. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the Shema and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chote, was placed next to an earthenware vessel that looked new, and had half a log of water in it, that was sitting on top of some earth taken from the temple's floor, which reminds us the Gemara brings a source that the earth used for the sota waters must be taken from this floor space in the Heichal. So once again, the huge red fruit bowl containing the Shema and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chote, was placed next to an earthenware vessel that looked new and had half a log of water in it, that was sitting on top of some earth taken from the temple's floor. All right, so now it's time for four Blat Ba'ach Chazara. Daf Yadav. So the Simmer Daf Yadav is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night, that must be on Daf Yud Alef, stars. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors, which reminds us that we have two from Shatim in the Pasuk, V'yakim el Chadash, a new king arose, and we learn what happened to Paro's three advisors, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. So the new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, which reminds us a brick mold was brought and hung on Paro's neck so no one could say that they were too delicate to work since even Paro was working. The enslavement is described as beparech. Rabbi Lezer explains this means beperach, with a soft mouth, persuading them with words and pay. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said befricha, with crushing labor. So the new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, but was distracted by the sound coming from two midwives where one would coo while the other straightened the child's limbs, which reminds us of Malchus who the Mialdot, the midwives were, and explains why they were called Shifra and Pua. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 red-haired brothers. 12 brothers? That must be more than Daf Yud Beis. The 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, which reminds us about Amram's divorce and then remarrying Yocheved based on Miriam's advice, because she said that his decree was harsher than Paro's. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out her very long arm to snatch a baby from the water, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Basri retrieving Moshe from the Nile, and the Malchokas of the Pasuk states, V'tishol chazama sabitikachela, she sent out her ama to take the basket, refers to one of her maidservants, meaning Gabriel left one alive because it's inappropriate for a princess to stand alone, or ama refers to her arm, meaning that her arm extended greatly to reach region. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out a very long arm to snatch a baby from the water and hand him to his mother to nurse with pay. Which reminds us that they brought Moshe around to all the Egyptian women, but he didn't nurse in them. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Pesha Asilu Dabri Meshchina, Yinat Davar Tamesh, the mouth which is destined to speak with the Shechina, nurse of a non-kosher substance, meaning food that was eaten by an Egyptian wet nurse. Paro's daughter said to Yocheved, Hey Lechi, as the Yelad Hazet, take this child and nurse him for me. And not only did Yocheved nurse Moshe, but she was paid to do so. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Esav tried to prevent Yaakov's burial, and Maros Machpel and how Hushim ben Dan took offense with the delay and killed him. So, the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which reminds us, it was taught in the Bryce of Bo Rei Kama Chavivas mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kuon nisasku bebizav unisasak bemitzvahs. For all B'nai Yisrael were occupied with gathering booty, but Moshe Rabbeinu was preoccupied with mitzvahs, meaning finding Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion ended up floating up to the surface of the Nile. So the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which was raised by a great man who lived to 120, who died on the day he was born. Which reminds us, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself on the last day of his life as 120 years old, Hayom, today. The Gemara explains this, meaning, Hayom Malu Yamai Ushnosai, today my days and years have been filled. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of the Tzaddikim from day to day and from year to year. As it says, Es Mispar Yamecha Amale, the number of your days I will fill. Daf Yudal, so the Simmer Daf Yudal is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the Simmon. So here goes. The juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick, which reminds us the pasuk Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, Hashem your God you should follow, means Halech Acher Midosav Shekadosh Baruch Hu, to follow the attributes of Hashem. Mahu Malbish Arumim, just as He clothes the naked, as we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu provided clothing for Adam and Chava, you too should clothe the naked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikur Choim, Hashem visited the sick when He visited Avraham. Afatab Bakir Choim, you too visit the sick, and so on. So the juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us Moshe Rabbeinu desired to enter Eretz Yisrael to do the many mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled there. Kosh Baruch Hu said to him, do you seek anything other than to receive reward? Ma'ale ani alecha ki asisam. I'll consider it for you as if you fulfilled those mitzvahs. So the juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and juggled all the parts that are brought with a mincha with his right hand. Which reminds us, the second parable begins by describing the differences between the mincha of a sota and an ordinary mincha, and the Gemara brings a brisa which details the entire procedure of a standard mincha. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.